There you are. I was starting to think you were going to live in the shower.
Oh, you missed a spot drying. And here, too. All right, I was lying. But it's just that you are so irresistible. Oh, you look concerned. It's not too late to back out, you know. All right, I just had to check. I get it. It's only the anticipation. And there is something to be excited about. Someone. Quite a few someones, actually. I've studied your porn bookmarks closely. I've learned your types by heart and recruited all the right people. One of them is practically a lookalike for that busty blonde from that show we've been binging on. Dimples and all. She's aware of that, by the way, and shamelessly uses her superpowers for evil. So be prepared. Some of them might even be improvements, especially when it comes to their availability. That Australian actress you like seems to be a very busy woman. Her agent just hung up on me. Her loss. Come here. Let me look at you. That hair won't last, you know. I can't wait to see it all mussed up. Help me zip up this dress, will you? I know it's your favorite. I like it because it matches my eyes. You love it because you can slip your hands through the sides and feel me up with ease. Just be cool tonight, okay? Don't freak out. You need to pace yourself. They're waiting behind this door, and they've had just enough wine to make even the most shy ones feel comfortable. Yes, some of them are the shy ones. I know you like that, too. You are greedy. You like everything. Go on. You're not going in there wearing just one cufflink, are you? Come here. Yes. I made everything beautiful. Flowers, candles, music, the works. I know you don't care, but our guests need to be comfortable too. I also bought that Bordeaux you love. It will be so hot to share it, mouth to mouth. Tonight is all about sharing. Sharing this lovely evening, sharing the wine, sharing you. I love the way your eyes lit up. That's right, sharing. You know how possessive I can be, but not tonight. To be honest, I find it pretty arousing for me, too. Playing the director, doing the picking. This is a perfect compromise. Your fantasy carried out as closely as it is possible on my terms. Let me help you with your tie. Clever guys, whoever designed the tie. It's as if they knew. Dapper accessory on the town. Perfect restraint in the bedroom. There you go. Half Windsor with a dimple. We don't want to make it too tough for them to get it off you. It is going to look so hot wrapped around your wrists. I also have the matching blindfold right here. You don't have to wear it if you don't want to, but I just thought it would be a nice, sensual touch. There you go. Oh, one more absolutely necessary thing before we begin. Don't you think I deserve a little treat for all the trouble? I had to process all this gangbang business in the first place. I was severely traumatized by your browser history with all the girl-on-girl action. And Genetrix? Really? I handpicked and interviewed those bitches. I want my reward. Also, I want to make it clear to your harem just whose man you are. Yes, I know you just got dressed. I don't care. Come here and bend me over. Oh. The anticipation made you so hard. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're first tonight. Just to get the ball rolling. Okay. Yeah, so here's what will happen. Once I'm done, I'll lead you in there. The moment they see you, all the chatter will stop. Some of the shy ones probably won't be entirely sure what to do next, and they'll turn to me for the blessing, waiting for someone else to break the ice. And I'll give that beautiful ass a smack. And tell them, ladies, he's all yours. Why doesn't someone give him a kiss? And someone will. Oh, taking her time. Starting with the tips of your fingers. Then your palm. Then your wrist. Meanwhile, all those eyes will be stripping you. Devouring you. You won't be able to see them with the blindfold, but you'll be able to hear their murmurs, their whispers, their giggles. And all the while, our bold first contender will be getting to know you, studying you, tasting you. I may have the privilege of knowing you like a book. But to her, to all of them, you are a mystery, an exotic land that they are eager to explore. It won't take long before another of our lovely ladies fastens her lips on your throat, while a third presses up behind you and nips at the back of your neck. A fourth will start working her way up from your shoes. But others will want their share in this first dance, too. Taking turns, kissing, and nibbling, and stroking you through your slacks. Are you ready for them to come off? Just nod. Anything you want. Maybe they'll leave the tie on at first and use it to pass you around as they take turns kissing and fondling and pinching and sucking. Boxers pulled down by two women with their teeth. How about that? Damn tricky and pretty awkward, but just what you wanted, huh? and what was covered with silk will now be covered with kisses. All the hands, lips, and tongues on you, warm, eager, and different. Will that be the point when you take the blindfold off? When you finally see your whole harem in various stages of undress? Corsets, stockings, heels. They got all dolled up for you. I've never seen so many beautiful dresses. But when things started to get especially interesting, they decided they won't be needing those any longer. Quite a sight, huh? A whole gallery of beauty, sweetheart, and all so hungry for you. So full of anticipation and hanging on every shutter, every sharp intake of breath. Every quiet growl they can pull out of you. 12 women all vying to pounce on the most delicious morsel ever dangled in front of them. Not objectifying, darling, just painting the picture of all this heat and sweat. And hunger. Oh, this is your fantasy, darling, and I can't wait to watch them have you. I'll put their minds at ease and explain how greedy you are, of course, how you would wear them all out, and how there will be plenty of action for everyone. Think of it. There is a dozen of them there. You won't be kept waiting, ever. It won't take but 2 seconds for one to stand up and for the next one to sink down onto you, onto your face, and onto your cock. Oh, they will take it easy at first, though. One at a time, while the others kiss wherever they can reach, until you decide that you are ready to proceed from this vanilla chain to unhinged gangbang with breasts and mouths and dripping wet cunts surrounding you, begging to be used for your pleasure. Oh, is that what you want, huh? They have strict orders to treat you with respect the whole time, or be kicked out. But I cannot control their minds, or their grins. I'm sure there will be quite a few jaws dropped when they see how naturally you'll waltz from the perfect gentleman to perfectly depraved. You'll love tasting them one by one, won't you? Showing how skilled this mouth is. The older ones won't be surprised, I suppose. They know that a grown man is just as concerned with his partner's pleasure. Oh, but those 2 giggling college girls will be completely off their heads. They will probably treasure the memory until their dying day. The memory of this night when they got to be with such a gorgeous, generous man. No drama, no power games, just pure pleasure. I'm sure they will learn a thing or two here that cannot be learned in the back seat of a car with a boy their own age. It will be flawless, my dear, like in a music video or a luxury car commercial. Flawless choreography. No bumping awkwardly into each other, no confusion over whose turn it is. They may have a few moments while waiting for their turn with you. They will be allowed to fondle and kiss and grope each other, but only while watching you. Only for your benefit. If I sense that they are losing focus, there will be repercussions. But once you've quenched your thirst for aesthetics, things will get real. Oh, good sex is many things, but hardly ever beautiful and graceful. Will it be particularly graceful when they hold your legs by the ankles, spreading them wide apart? Not the most photogenic position, but you'll be the last one to care about that. Too busy tonguing someone's clit while having your nipples teased by two different sets of lips. How about getting sucked off by two of them? A third could service your balls. Oh, a fourth will tease your asshole. Oh, and gently finger fuck you. Yeah. Someone else will lean in and whisper into your ears what a bad boy you are, letting a dozen women take turns on you. And I think a good spanking is definitely in order. You love those. I cannot wait to see you on all fours, surrounded by wanton women. Would you even be able to handle them? So many women playing with you like they would with a doll. Trying things just for the hell of it. How many of them would be able to stroke your cock at once? Being jerked off by three women at a time, huh? Or maybe four? I believe in you. You will be so well prepared by then. Oh, and do you know what will be the most shamelessly naked part of you at the moment? Your face. Your eyes shut tight, only to be snapped open the next moment, hungry and commanding and pleading God knows for what at the same time. Oh, will you order them to get rough? This would be a good time for that. Oh, to be used, overpowered, but in a nice way. Wasn't that your fantasy? To be put in positions at will. To be held in place. To be had. To be fingered and sucked and fucked without mercy. Huh? Oh. Fuck. Oh, will all those ladies just discuss what to do next? I'll tell them to. That would be an extra gift from me to you. Another layer of pleasure to hear everything spelled out. Some words work miracles on you, I know. Say this and that as you suck him, ladies, and observe how he'll come screaming. Also, moan. Moan a lot. Give him what he's been craving. Lick and stroke him until there won't be an inch on his body left untouched. Oh, yeah. get him to the edge so many times until he loses count, until he begs you to let him come. I want him to pass out from the pleasure, drunk and delirious and drenched and fucked raw. Okay, it's time to shut up now and let you enjoy your fantasy. We've all waited long enough. Let's go.